Welcome to Kingdom, a story by Ollie Francis, Episode 11, Black Stripe. Blackstripe stopped alongside Shadowtop and watched the buzzard wheeling overhead, spiralling into the blinding sky. "You think he's seen something?" asked the Alpha Wolf. Shadowtop grunted uncertainly. "Maybe," she sighed. "Looks like he's heading back the way we came." Blackstripe growled. He knew the way they'd come. He could see Cold Mountain now, lit by the early morning sun, its jagged shape both familiar and alien. He had lived for years in its shadow, with its dark outline towering overhead against the rising sun. But here, in the desert, its shape was reversed, the uncanny peak and unsettling refraction of the horizon he knew, burning as the dawn crept down its snow-capped heights. It marked their way home. That way, nothing lay but rock and shimmering heat. What they needed now was to find another waterhole. The morning air was already drying out from the cool of the night, and soon it would smell of nothing but dust and stone. Blackstripe shared a picture of the bird disappearing, leaving them in the middle of the desert with no water for days in any direction. "He wouldn't do that," sighed Shadowtop. The rest of the pack had overtaken them now, stretching out towards the horizon. Bloodfur and Two Toes were ahead, Snowbelly and Mudface in line behind. The two wolves at the front were walking close together, too close to be comfortable in the heat of the desert, clearly sharing pictures they didn't want the others to see. Blackstripe pulled Shadowtop's attention from the bird with a grunt and pointed her towards the head of the pack. "You think that's going to be a problem?" Shadowtop watched for a moment before replying. "When is it not?" she sighed. Blackstripe snorted. Bloodfur had been itching for a fight ever since the slopes of Cold Mountain. No, before that. The stink had been on him for moons, even before they had been tricked into leaving Highwood. He was the biggest of them all, bold and strong, an asset in any fight. But in the time between battles, he had always been trouble. He'd never had his own pack, but he was young and ambitious. If they survived this mission, the Threehorn would be all but obliged to give him his own troop, but the chances of any of them surviving was as likely as a squirrel surviving a dogfight. And besides, Bloodfur wouldn't want to wait. If he could find some excuse to wrestle command of the group sooner, he would try. "He smells like he's ready to make a move," sighed Blackstripe. "He's strong," sighed Shadowtop, "but he'll need backup if he wants to challenge you. Two Toes is the most likely to switch, but Snowbelly's loyal. I don't know about Mudface. He's weak, but he's smart. He'll stick with whoever has the strongest chance of winning, and right now, that's us. Even if he turned, it would be 3 against 4. I can't see him taking those odds. I only count 6 wolves. Shadowtop nodded to the sky. "You forget the bird. That takes us to 7. "I didn't forget the bird," sighed Blackstripe, setting off after the rest of the pack and leaving his second in command, watching her winged friend circling overhead. The sand of the desert was heating up as he trotted after the rest of his troop. It stuck to the sores in Blackstripe's paws, still tender from where he'd cut them on the loose shale of Cold Mountain. Soon it would be too hot to walk. A few cuts in the soft parts of the feet were bearable, but to have an entire pack with blistered paws would make the journey impossible, not to mention the thirst in the midday sun. Blackstripe's nose felt as dry as his throat. For 3 days they walked the scentless paths of the desert at night, guided by the bird as they trekked from waterhole to waterhole. During the day they dozed at the waterholes in any shade they could find, drinking as much as their bellies could hold from the muddy puddles that seemed scattered ever further apart as they ventured deeper into the desert's barren heart. Come evening, the bird would scout ahead and send them in the right direction, but the thing had eyes better suited to the bright light of day than the gloom of night. Once the sun had faded, it saw little more than the wolves, often flying low so it would not lose them in the darkness. In this way they walked blind, uncertain if they were still heading in the right direction, and unable to change their course until sunrise. Their world silent save the whispers of sand and stone. That morning the buzzard had been riding the early thermals for longer than normal. The pack was still walking in the same direction, with the biting cool of night quickly thickening into the heavy warmth of day as the sun rose higher into the cloudless sky. They needed to reach water soon, and only the bird could show them where it was. Shadowtop caught up with Blackstripe, silently falling into step beside him and sharing a picture of the way back to the shallow waterhole they had left the previous evening. She wanted to go back. He rejected the idea with a curt snort. To retreat to the previous waterhole was a full night's journey through the heat of the day, and they had all but drained its moisture, digging like rootsmiths to lick at drops beading in the damp earth. Even if they made it, there'd be nothing left there to drink. They had to press on. The bird, left leg broken, had set them on this path, and they had to keep walking. As much as Blackstripe hated it, their lives relied on the feathered fool finding the waterhole ahead. Up front, Bloodfur and Two Toes had stopped, and were standing facing the rest of the pack. Shadowtop sent a thought softly to Blackstripe. It's starting. When Snowbelly reached the two at the head of the pack, she tried to walk around them, but Two Toes stood in her way. The White Wolf showed no surprise. She just stood there, waiting for Two Toes to move out of her way, but the Mottled Wolf stood there smugly, looking pleased with itself. Mudface pulled up next. He didn't even try to weave around the other three, but simply found a cool spot of sand on which to lie down and watch. Snowbelly signed and growled for Bloodfur to tell Two Toes to get out of her way. Bloodfur ignored her, and stood there watching the old alpha in his second. Blackstripe kept his walk steady as he approached. "Are you tired, Red One?" he signed, stopping before him. The Red Wolf stood a full head over him. "It is 3 days since we left Cold Mountain," signed Bloodfur. "We have found nothing. There is nothing out there."
"There's a forest," signed Snowbelly, coming forward.
"There is no forest," signed the Red Wolf.
There was a low growl from Snowbelly. Shadowtop lowered herself ready to pounce, but the Alpha nodded her back behind him.
"You want to give up?" signed Blackstripe, turning back to the Red Wolf.
"I want the pack to survive," signed Bloodfur.
"You want to retreat?" signed Blackstripe.
Bloodfur snarled at the insult. Both Shadowtop and Snowbelly returned the gesture. Blackstripe stood there impassively. In truth, he had sympathy for the Red Wolf's feelings. The mission was designed to fail. The Three Horn had intended it that way. He had given them an impossible command, knowing they could not refuse it without disowning the old king and disobeying the new.
"Go into the desert," he had commanded them before the Blood Oak. "Go to the Forest of the Gods and bring them walking."
The genius of it could not be denied. Greypaw had believed the gods were somewhere beyond the eastern desert, waiting to be woken. He had made it a central pillar of his rule, clearing the kingdom of undesirables ready for their return. The wolves could not refuse the new king's command without also rejecting the faith of the old king. No bloodwood in the kingdom would take them in if they had done that. To obey the Three Horn was their only choice. In this way, the stag had condemned them to a dry death alone on the empty sands. Blackstripe had to keep himself from snorting at the irony. The only way they would reach the Forest of the Gods was to die trying. With one simple command, the Three Horn had rid himself of those whose loyalty he could not trust, without having to spill a single drop of blood himself.
"We are the King's Claw," signed Blackstripe. "We do not retreat. We do not disobey the King."
The king is dead, snapped Bloodfur.
The king is the three-horned stag, signed Shadowtop, coming forward once again, and he was very much alive when he sent us out from Highwood.
The king of Highwood is a bear, signed the Red Wolf. He has been that way since the gods were walking.
Greypaw is dead, signed Snowbelly.
But his son lives, signed Mudfoot for the first time from his place on the sand.
That's why we're all here, isn't it?
Because we all had a hand in his escape.
The stag holds Highwood, signed Snowbelly. The stag is king.
And he sent us out here to die, signed Bloodfur, shivering as he stamped out the words against his body. I don't intend to die for a usurper.
What are you suggesting? Signed Shadowtop.
We turn back, signed the Red Wolf. We camp at the waterhole we left last night. From there, we make our way back to Cold Mountain. There is food on those slopes. We stay there. When the Greypaw's cub returns to claim his kingdom, we join him in the fight. We attack from the rear. They won't expect an attack from Cold Mountain. We'll be heroes.
We'll be traitors, signed Snowbelly.
Better a living traitor than a dead fool, signed Bloodfur.
Blackstripe stopped their signed words by sniffing at the red fox as though testing his sincerity. He thought on the smell a moment before he made up his mind.
You stink like a pup, he signed, and stepped past.
Bloodfur twisted into his way again.
I don't think you understand, he signed. It's day now, you've failed, we're thirsty, we're going back because...
But Blackstripe didn't give him time to finish his sign words. He snapped at Bloodfur's legs, and the big wolf staggered backwards off balance from his signing. Blackstripe didn't let him find his footing, nipping at Bloodfur's heels the moment he put them to the ground, pushing the red wolf backwards. Bloodfur couldn't balance long enough to form an attack, tripping and stumbling over the cracked landscape. He tripped against a rock and managed to tumble out of range of Blackstripe's attacks. He twisted to his feet, lowered his head and bared his teeth, but Blackstripe was already bearing down on him. But the alpha wolf never got to his prey. At that moment, a flurry of air and feathers sent them all scattering backwards. His left leg broken crashed down in the middle of the group, bringing a sudden scent of open sky to the hot breath of the fight. Immediately, the bird began flapping a madness of sign words at them.
Damn bird, growled Bloodfur. Get out of my way!
The bird either didn't understand or ignored the beast entirely. Blackstripe turned to Shadowtop. What's it saying?
Water, signed the black-backed wolf. There's water towards sunrise.
How far?
Not far, and there's shade there as well. Soft ground, too.
Water, repeated Blackstripe. About time.
Bloodfur!
The red wolf lowered itself again, ready to attack. Blackstripe ignored its aggression.
Lead the way, signed the alpha wolf.
The red wolf hesitated.
You wanted water, signed Blackstripe, and now we have water. So lead on.
Bloodfur lifted himself out of his attack crouch, panting heavily. He scanned the rest of the pack, unsure what he should do. Snowbelly was ready to fight. Shadowtop was signing with left leg broken. Mudface sat staring peacefully as ever, eerily calm. Two-Toes stared back at Bloodfur stupidly, waiting to be told what to do. Finally, the Red Wolf seemed to make up his mind. He walked back to the rock he tripped over, lifted his leg, and urinated over it. Then he turned and padded off in the direction of sunrise without so much as a look over his shoulder. Two-Toes went after him. Snowbelly brushed against Blackstripe, rubbing her back against his chin, then followed on. Finally, Mudface picked himself up quietly from the desert sand and trotted along behind her. The buzzard was preening itself, picking the desert dirt from its feathers. How far is it really? Asked Blackstripe, watching the red wolf's water sink into the desert.
Left leg broken says less than half a morning, signed Shadowtop.
And there is water and shade.
There is.
The old wolf picked up something in the other's reply. He signed for the grey-topped wolf to reveal it.
We're being followed, she signed.
Left leg broken says it is a wolf. A black one. Small.
Nightfoot,
signed Blackstripe.
God's... Damn him, I told him to stay on Cold Mountain. Is Red run with him?
Shadowtop turned to the buzzard and made a few nonsensical sign words, something about sunsets and many winds blowing together. The bird replied with a dance about the vast emptiness of a cloudless sky. The sign words of birds never seemed to make any sense to Blackstripe. "She says the Black Wolf is on his own," signed Shadowtop. "How soon before he reaches us?" "At least a morning," signed Shadowtop. "He's not taking the route we took. He looks to be heading straight towards sunrise."
"Is he coming from the waterhole we left last night?"
"No."
"Is he close to it?"
"Not in the direction he's coming from. He's closer to us than he is where we were last night."
"Is there any other water close to him?"
"Leflo Broken says there's just dry desert." Blackstripe felt hope flow from him like blood from a wound. God damn him, why did that fool of a pup have to leave Cold Mountain? He would have been safe there with Redrun. Given time and the excuse of Redrun's injury, the two of them could have made it back to the kingdom without the shame of failing the king's command. They would have had to have played it up a bit, but that was possible. Redrun would have realized that. She must have known what he was doing, ordering the pup to stay with her while the rest of them drifted off to certain death. She wouldn't have let him wander off on his own to follow them. Unless something had happened to her. But how could that be? Their injuries had slowed her, but they weren't life-threatening. Even hurt, she was big enough to take Nightfoot in a fight if it came to that. What the hell had happened to them? Not that it mattered much now, he thought. What mattered now was that Nightfoot must have been wandering after them for days without water. With luck, he would have found his own way to some of the waterholes they'd passed, but the chances of him finding them on his own were slim. Water holes had appeared out of nowhere, even as the bird had led them right to their edges. The fact that the Black Wolf had made it far enough to be seen by the buzzard at all was a miracle. Damn that stupid pup.
Send out the bird, signed Blackstripe. Tell it to point Nightfoot in the right direction. Get him to where we are.
Shadowtop immediately barked for the attention of the buzzard, and danced at her nonsense about the sky dropping down to the horizon and pulling up the earth and the heavens. The bird flapped a response and took off, beating its way back in the direction they had come.
"It'll be after midday by the time he reaches us," signed Shadowtop. "Longer if we keep going to the waterhole."
Blackstripe watched the dark form of the bird shrink away over the shivering sands of the desert.
"We could go back and meet him," signed Shadowtop.
"I could go. Leflo Broken would guide me."
Blackstripe considered the idea for a moment before dismissing it. If Nightfoot was dehydrated, he'd be slow. If Shadowtop found him, she could carry him. But without Shadowtop, the balance of power in the group would be tipped towards Bloodfur. Shadowtop had followed him for years now. They had met as part of the force Greypaw had used to purge the river folk from Highwood and the surrounding Greatlands. They'd fought side by side against Southwood's scouts when the Threehorn's father had tested Highwood's defences with his antlered cavalry. She had been the first he had trusted when the Great Bear had asked him to ensure the safety of Willowback and his infant cub. There was no wolf who knew him better. There was no wolf he trusted more. But to send her back would be to lose control of the group, and all hope of reaching the Forest of the Gods, if it even existed. To let her go would be to let Bloodfur win. Blackstripe snorted to himself. Let him win. Was that really what this was all about? Was he really just a tired old wolf who didn't know when it was time to step aside? Maybe. There was a part of him that wanted to give in. If he gave in willingly, then it'd be easy on them all, wouldn't it? They could wait on the slopes of High Mountain for the return of the True King, and then they would have a chance to take back Highwood. But Bloodfur's plan was as ludicrous as it was cowardly. There would not be enough prey on Cold Mountain to support them all. Not for long, anyway. Sooner or later they would all succumb to the mindlessness of Hungerblight. Even as it was, he could feel his mind wandering in the preyless desert. Every day it became harder and harder for him to focus. His thoughts slipped further into the empty desert, the dry scentscape of dust and stone overtaking his rational thought one heartbeat at a time. Dying of thirst in the desert would be quicker than waiting for madness to swallow them. And to die thirsty
would be more honourable than to fail the new king's command and prove the old king's faith to be little more than fantasy. To find the Forest of the Gods was hopeless, but it was an honourable hopelessness, and he would be damned if he let that bastard of a stag take his honour, nor the honour of any member of his pack, even if he had to fight them every step of the way to make them keep it. No, he would not weaken his hold over the group by letting Shadowtop risk her life in saving a fool who couldn't follow orders. She had to stay. There was no point in losing two wolves. He needed her here, now, to keep the odds in his favour. Damn that pup. Damn him for his disobedience. Damn him for putting his own life on the line and forcing Blackstripe to lose it. His mind filled with the tortures he would inflict on Nightfoot for disobeying his direct order. If the pup survived. Shadowtop sensed his mood. "He's young," she sighed. "He wants adventure." High above them, the bird was a speck against the naked sky. "All he wants is to be taught a lesson," sighed the Alpha. "He could die," sighed Shadowtop. "Then he'll reach the Forest of the Gods before us. The pack won't like it." Blackstripe turned from the desert and stood over Shadowtop, fixing his dark eyes on hers. He waited a moment before signing, until he was sure she knew that these were his final sign words on the matter. "Then don't tell them," he signed. You've been listening to Kingdom, a story by Ollie Francis. To learn more, visit olliefrancis.co.uk, where you can discover how to support the project and influence where the story is going. Until then, may the gods always hear your song.